Welcome to installment 166 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains six commandments regarding the sacrificial order in the temple. Positive commandment 28 to bring the incense. Positive commandment 25 to light the candles of the menorah. Commandment number 40, the special meal offering of the Kohen Gadol. 41, the Musaf offerings associated with the Sabbath. Positive commandment 27, dealing with the showbread, and positive commandment 42, the additional offerings which were brought on the beginning of the month, Rosh Chodesh. Positive commandment number 28 deals with the offering of the incense. This commandment derives from the book of Exodus, chapter 30, verses 7 and 8, which state in part, V'hikter olav arin k'teira samim babeke babeke, that Aaron HaKohen would burn the incense every morning on the altar. And also, Va'alis Arena Saneros Ben Arbaim Yaktirena, that towards the evening when Aaron would light the menorah, he would again offer this incense. It was then burned twice a day on the altar. The altar we are referring to here is the Mizbeach HaZav, the golden altar, which was reserved for the incense. This was inside the actual temple building, as opposed to the outside altar which was in the courtyard. The entire procedure regarding how the incense was composed and how it was burned is explained in the tractates Krisus and Tamid. There were 11 different types of spices which were mixed up to compose the incense. They had to be given in very exact measures, and every one had to be carefully included in the incense. Our sages say that if even one of the kinds of incense were omitted, the person that put together the incense would be chayav misa, punishable by death. The incense was considered to be outstanding in many respects. It was considered to have even a higher level of holiness than the animal sacrifices. As Hasidic philosophy explains, that everything in the world, and certainly everything in the Torah, is conveyed in an aspect of 10. There are the 10 spheros and so on. The incense, however, had 11, was even higher, and included in these 11 spices was even a product of an unclean animal, of a trefa animal. As the Rambam explains, mar comes from an unclean, a trefa animal. The incense, therefore, has the power to convert even the completely impure aspects of the world. Unlike the sacrifices, which could only have their effect on a kosher animal, the incense could have effects even on the non-kosher. In addition, one of the unique contents of the incense was chelbana, a type of spice which actually had a terrible smell. Our sages learned from the presence of this foul-smelling incense that any fast day or a prayer where the Jewish people do not have a sinner involved is not considered a proper type of fast, that all Jews must be included, even those that might be, so to speak, foul-smelling in terms of their observance. They all must be included. The burning of the incense was a very sought-after job in the temple. In fact, it was said to bring wealth to the one who offered the incense, as explained in a verse from the book of Deuteronomy. Therefore, a Kohen who one time was privileged to have brought the incense could not bring it a second time. He was disqualified from taking part in the lottery for the incense offering which took place every day in the temple. Positive commandment number 25 is to light the menorah, Hatavas Haneres. As Rambam brings from the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 21, that Aaron and his children must arrange for the menorah to be burning. There were various steps which had to be taken to light the menorah. First, the old wicks had to be removed, the burnt-up wicks from the previous day. The leftover oil had to also be taken out, and the receptacle for the oil had to be cleaned. Then a new wick and new oil had to be inserted into the receptacle, and then it had to be lit. This lighting, says the Rambam, is called Hatovas HaNeres. This is in contradiction to other Rishonim, such as Rashi, who hold that Hatovas HaNeres was the cleaning and emptying out of the menorah, and the lighting is called Hadlaka. According to the Rambam, then, it seems that the menorah was lit twice a day, since in the morning there was Hatovas HaNeres, which the Rambam explains as being lighting the menorah. And also, Bein Arbayim, towards evening, the menorah was lit a second time. Since the receptacles for the oil were stationary, it was impossible to light these wicks by taking the receptacle out of its holder. The wicks were therefore made very long, so that they could be stretched from one place to another, and they could be lit off another psila, another wick which was burning. The details of this commandment are explained in the 8th chapter of Menachos, the 1st chapter of Yuma, and throughout Tractate Tomid. The power of the menorah is clearly indicated from the construction of the temple building itself, which had windows shkufim atumim, which instead of normal windows in a house, which would be thinner towards the outside and wider towards the inside, in order that the light coming from the outside should disperse and spread out throughout the house, the windows in the temple were the opposite. They were thin on the inside and wide on the outside. This was to show that the temple did not need the light of the world. Rather, the reverse was true, that the world needed the light of the temple, and the menorah symbolized that inner light and direction which the Beis HaMikdash would offer to the world. Positive commandment number 40 deals with a particular type of meal offering, which was offered only by the Kohen Gadol. For this reason, it's called Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the meal offering of the anointed Kohen. It is also known as Chavitin, the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. The commandment is related in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 13, which states, Zeh korban Aaron uvanav, this is the offering of Aaron and his sons, asher yakrivu l'Hashem, which they will offer to Hashem. This meal offering was not eaten, as the other sorts of offerings which were brought in the temple were, the other meal offerings that is, this was completely burned on the altar. Where all of the details of this offering, when it was offered and how it was offered, are explained in the Talmudic tractate Menachos in chapter 9, and also throughout Yuma and Tamid. Positive commandment number 41 deals with the special offerings which were brought to the temple on Shabbos. As we mentioned previously, the Korban Tamid, the perpetual sacrifice, was offered twice a day, every day of the year. There was one lamb brought in the morning, and one towards evening. In addition to this, there was a Musaf, an additional offering brought on Shabbos. As explicated in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 9, Uveyeim HaShabbos Shnei Chvosim. On the Shabbos day, another two sheep were brought on the altar. Why is it that Shabbos gets only two additional offerings, whereas the other holy days have many more? Our sages explain that everything of Shabbos is associated with duality. There are the two commandments, Shomer v'Zohar, that you should keep and guard the Shabbos day. In addition, there are two statements simultaneously conveyed with this commandment. At the same time that God commanded the Jewish people about the additional offering of Shabbos, He said it with one breath with the prohibition and the punishment for working and making a fire on Shabbos. We therefore learn that even though one is prohibited from burning something on Shabbos, nevertheless, for the purpose of bringing this offering, it is allowed. The details of this commandment are conveyed in the second chapter of Yuma and in Tractate Tamid. Positive commandment number 42 immediately follows this portion in the Chumash describing the Musaf for Shabbos. This is Musaf Rosh Chodesh. For the first day of the Jewish month, another additional offering was brought, the Musaf. It consisted of various types of animals, two bulls, one ram, and seven sheep. These are said to correspond to our three patriarchs, the bull to Abraham, the ram to Isaac, as his own Akedah, when he was almost brought as an offering on the altar, and almost slaughtered there, he was exchanged for a ram. And this sheep corresponds to Jacob, who worked with the sheep of Laban. In addition, there was one goat which was brought as a sin offering. This chatas was meant for someone who unknowingly became tameh, or impure, and entered the Beis HaMikdash, or ate from the sacrifices, without knowing that he was not allowed. Positive commandment number 27 is the last commandment of today's portion. It relates to the lechem aponim, otherwise known as the showbread. As explained in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 30, V'nosata al ha-shulchan, that you shall place on the table, lechem ponim lefanai tamid, a showbread before me perpetually. This table was placed inside the Kadesh, the holy part of the temple building, in the same place where the menorah and the golden altar were placed. Many details of this commandment are given in the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, where it is stated that the lechem aponim should be changed every Shabbos, and that lavona, frankincense, should be offered together with it. In fact, there were 12 loaves, all baked as a sort of matzah, which were placed on this specially designed table. They were placed there every Shabbos with two rows of six challahs apiece, with one container, a receptacle of frankincense, offered with each group of six. At the conclusion of the week, the lavona, the incense, was burned on the altar, and the challahs, these loaves, were split between the kohanim who were coming in for the new week's work and the kohanim who were leaving at the conclusion of their week's work. This showbread was miraculous. As our sages tell us, that the bread was as fresh after 7 days as it was at the beginning of 7 days. And furthermore, it was just as hot as it just came out of the oven. That when it was first placed on the shulchan, the table, it was hot, having just been baked. It retained the same hot, fresh baked temperature through the entire week until it was changed 1 week thereafter. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.